The influences of a lifetime coalesce in moments of musical clarity. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston hears from a jazz composer about what shapes his sound.
Sheet music, neatly stacked papers, and a saxophone occupy half the large dining room table at the home of Philadelphia composer and jazz musician Odin Pope. He's getting ready for another performance.
Let me pick it up right now.
Okay.
Let me pick it up right now.
When he was 10, Pope's family moved to Philadelphia from a town in South Carolina called 96. His jazz terrain was saxophone rich, John Coltrane, Benny Golson, but it was the musical sound of the voice that propelled him then and now.
I studied the keyboards for a short while. I studied the clarinet for a short while. And when I picked the saxophone up, it seems very natural to me. It was like the human voice. The saxophone is the closest instrument to the human voice.
That voice is one of the reasons Pope created his signature saxophone choir. Not a band, an ensemble, or a group, but alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones singing together in full harmony. Like the Baptist church choirs an 8-year-old first heard in South Carolina, and carries with him to this day.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.